Our guest at the cafe this morning is Commerce Chamber of Commerce Manager Paul Voss. Good morning.
Morning, John Mark. How are you?
Paul's overflowing with things to tell us about today. I want to talk to you about the Chamber of Commerce Banquet, which is coming up March 19th, and we'll get to that. But some ribbon cuttings and some interesting things going on. Tell me about the recent ribbon cuttings that you've had.
Well, we just had Roots in downtown Commerce.
That is
a florist and gift shop. And they're amazing. I've already had four or five arrangements done for them with them, and they do amazing work. And I've turned them on to some people here at the university that's used them, and they just say their work is just phenomenal.
Who owns the place?
Yogi and Suzanne Patel, and Wanda Toon is their manager there and chief. Flowerologist is
okay.
It? Whatever.
It'll work for us.
But anyway, Wanda is the newest. She was appointed to fill one of the spots we have coming up on our for our board election. And so Wanda Toon is now our newest member of our board. So it's really, and then Slice of Pie. Right over here on Lee Street, right across from the university.
Pizza restaurant?
Absolutely. And he's got homemade baklava in there and homemade desserts that you can't believe. Every day he's got I feel like I'm the advertisement, but at the same time, you can go over for lunch and you get four slices of pizza, a bowl of soup, bread, and a drink for $6.99.
And he's an interesting story, a native of Kuwait who's now an American citizen.
Absolutely.
He's come here to start his own business.
He's moving to Commerce. He has not moved yet, but he's trying to get his business going. And I would encourage anybody, some of the other pizza places in town, when they walk in and have pizza at his restaurant with their shirt on, I think it might tell us something about how good his pizza is. It's wonderful.
Have to try that out. And then we're going to run out of time here if we're not careful. But a lot of interest in the Cap and Cork downtown, and they're close but not quite there. Still, probably sometime in the spring.
Rose said the other day she's gonna have a baby, and she's waiting to have the baby. So it may be late spring or early summer right now, but it's coming, and everybody downtown is excited about that for sure. There's just so much interest in commerce, not just downtown commerce, but it's really really getting good.
We're talking with Paul Voss, manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce. Again, I don't know how much you can talk about this, but you've had some inquiries of people that want to bring new restaurants to town. A fella in Bonham, did you say?
Well, the father and son entity, and they've just built three new restaurants in Bonham, and they came the other day and looked at land and sat down in my office, and I took them around town, and they've found some places that they really like, and I think that probably by spring we're going to be looking at a couple of new restaurants. So
can you say what they might be?
Well, one of them is a Dairy Queen.
Well, that'd be good.
So
nothing wrong with that.
And then they own some franchises for others as well.
Okay. And then there's a fella in Sulphur Springs interested in. You say anything?
No.
Okay. but some good things happened. And you said how many new businesses have opened in Commerce in the last 6 years?
Pretty close to 30.
That's not bad. It's been pretty good activity. And downtown, of course, has seen a nice revival.
Yep. It's really coming on. It's really, there's just so much, so many things that are happening. Commerce is such a, and everybody that walks in says our downtown is so, so pretty. And the university, and there's such a draw. There's little towns all over the United States that would give anything to have this university in their town. But it's one of those wonderful things to be a part of, and it's been a good ride for the last 6 years.
Well, I saw on your Facebook page, Chamber of Commerce Facebook page, Dos Laredos is kind kind of had an upgrade of some of their facilities, booths and whatnot.
They have.
That's nice.
After they did the facade on the front, new sign and everything like that, they've got all these new booths in there. And Tomas and Jose are great, great people. Yeah. They're really the hook for downtown commerce. And they've now opened QQ Wings as well, over where
on Live Oak.
On Live Oak,
yeah.
Where the Kilted Monkey used to be.
Yep.
And it is great food, too. And if you've never eaten there, I guarantee what, the other day they almost ran out of dishes downtown because there was so many people in there.
Fantastic.
So it's really cool.
Good. So real quickly, just a minute or so left. Chamber Banquet is Thursday, March 19th at the Rayburn Student Center on campus. And what's the theme?
The Roaring Twenties. And we're going to get all the Gatsby flapper uniforms out, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
We're going to be having a lot of 20s-related things now for a while since we're in the 20s again, right?
Yeah, well, absolutely. It's one of those cool things to get up on some of your past as well.
So, and you're taking nominations for Citizen of the Year?
Yes, we are.
As of now. You send it to you
send it to us.
By whatever means, Facebook or...
Well, or a carrier pigeon. we'll put a coop out on the back.
I saw also on your Facebook that you all have completed a redecoration of the chamber office after you did all that floor repair. And
yep.
So that's...
And we moved the Heritage Museum back towards the back of the facility.
Okay.
And we just did a little upgrade on the front.
We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, John Mark.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
All right.
Paul Voss, Commerce Chamber Commerce Manager. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.